And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. It's another edition of Tell Al Tuesday. I've asked Jeff to join me on today's show. Now, check this out. You're going to love this because this show is going to connect with a show that you heard a couple weeks ago. Yeah, remember when I had Arnold on? Remember that? And remember we put Arnold in the Witness Protection Program? Yeah, we had to put Arnold into the Lifestyles Unlimited Witness Protection Program. And the reason we had to do it was because we didn't want Arnold's employer to find out that he's making a difference with retirement by investing in real estate. Yeah, so we had Arnold on the show. We had to put him in the Witness Protection Program. Now, one of the things that Arnold told me, and we started the show off this way, and I'm going to start this show off exactly this way, is that Arnold said, once I verified that Lifestyles was the real deal. Yeah, that was his opening salvo to me. Once I verified that Lifestyles was the real deal. So now, what's this got to do with my guest today? Well, my guest today is a gentleman by the name of Jeff. And Jeff is a guy that, well, he's part of the responsible team for telling Arnold about Lifestyles Unlimited. Yeah, as a matter of fact, Jeff's wife, Susan, is the person that told Arnold, hey, by the way, I'm investing in real estate. It seems to be working really well for me. Why don't you just kind of hang out on the sidelines, watch what we do, and we'll share the results with you. And that way, if you think it's a scam, you can walk away. And the thing that Arnold told us was, this wasn't a scam. This was the real deal. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring Jeff onto the radio show. And one of the reasons we're going to hear from Jeff is that, number one, Jeff has retired himself with real estate. He's walked away from that big box store that everybody's worked at. Now, his wife, Susan, is still working in that big box store, but they've got plans for her. We'll talk about those plans. So let me do this. Let me bring Jeff onto the show. Let's get to know him, and let's find out if he's really the mastermind that I think he is, that is probably unveiling the retirement plans for all of these people that work in this big box store and showing them that what they are doing, it's not working, that there's a better way. Jeff, welcome to the show. And I have one question for you. Is there a better way? Yes. Is there a better way to retire yourself?
Absolutely. Real estate is the better way. And Al, thank you for having me on your show. This is the way that I want to give back.
I'm so glad that you're giving back. As a matter of fact, you and I have developed a friendship over the time that you've been a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. If I recall correctly, you joined about 3.5 years ago. And I don't think it was until maybe 2024 that I actually got to know you and Susan, because you guys started coming around. You started engaging with the Lifestyles Unlimited community. And I had no choice but to get to know you guys because, well, you were there and you were fun to talk to. And you guys do cool things like I like to do, like go on fishing trips. As a matter of fact, I think it was that fishing trip where we went chasing. I don't even remember. Was it snapper? Were we chasing red snapper? Do you remember what we were doing?
That was definitely red snapper out of Fort Aransas. And we had that dinner, every one of us together at that restaurant that I'm not sure if I'm able to mention their name. But yeah, that was a great start to our relationship.
Yeah, it was a good time because we had an opportunity to sit down and just communicate as people. And we had the opportunity to share information that was outside of what other people normally talk about. Because one of the things that we talk about when we get together is real estate, right?
Absolutely. Yes.
I mean, is there really anything else to talk about? I mean, come on, let's really sit back and analyze that. Is there anything more important to talk about than real estate, Jeff?
No, there is not. And when you get a big group of people together like that that are all involved in real estate, I mean, that's the best thing in the world, to figure out which way is the best way and follow that map that other people have already laid out for you.
Now, before you and Susan became members of Lifestyles Unlimited, did you look for alternative solutions? In other words, were you invested in like a 401k, or did you have some gold, or were you checking out other people's real estate investing seminars and going, I don't think so? I mean, what was going on with you guys?
Just like everybody else out there, well, the majority of everybody else, I had my 401, and that's what I was planning on doing, was living off my 401. Not knowing or not thinking twice about, you know, it's a pile of money that's just going to continually drain until it goes away. And like you say, hopefully you die before it goes away. So we had to find a different way of doing this. And another goal was to be able to get Susan retired quicker so that she could actually join retirement with me, so I didn't have to do it by myself.
You had $1.5 million in your 401k. You're 59 years of age. You're approaching 59 and a half. You're approaching an age where you can tap into that money without paying the penalty, which is a 10% penalty on top of the taxes that you would be liable for paying. You tapped into that money to buy real estate. The people in the audience want to know, when did you lose your mind? They think you've lost your mind because you've tapped into money that for your entire life, you were supposed to save that money. That money was supposed to be there for you to retire. And as you get close to that retirement age, you make a decision to reach in, grab that money, and start buying real estate with it. Explain yourself. What's going on?
So with that being said, day one is the correct answer. As soon as I hit 59 and a half, I was looking to see what I could buy.
Nice.
We ended up buying a 4-single family, a 4-plex, a 6-plex. And I'm in 11 apartment complexes passively. So, yeah, I've spent the majority of my 401 into real estate. So, yes, I am crazy.
No, I don't think you're crazy, because when I ask you this next question, everything's going to click in the mind of the audience. Before you cashed in that money, would you have considered yourself retired? I mean, you got $1.5 million. Did you consider yourself retired at that point?
Myself individually, yes, but we had to figure out a way to get Susan retired, and that was a no at that point.
And the other problem was, unless you repurposed that money into real estate, you were living off that big bag of money that was going to deplete over time, in which case it may have foiled your plan, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay, so what I'm trying to point out to the audience is that even though you had $1.5 million in your 401k, you were looking at a scenario where you couldn't retire yourself. You couldn't retire yourself and your beautiful wife, Susan. You had a dilemma, and you needed to solve that problem. So how did you find out about Lifestyles Unlimited?
I like listening to AM radio a lot, and I used to listen to Rush Limbaugh quite often before he passed. And I accidentally came across Dale Walmsley with Lifestyles. And that's honestly, in March of 21, it's the first time I heard him. June of 21, I joined. So it did not take very long for him to convince me to join Lifestyles and figure out that different way to retire.
So what was he communicating to you that made you recognize in your mind that you had a retirement problem?
The big pile of money, that it wasn't going to last, that even though it's a big pile of money, it's not going to last for very long. And if you plan on living for a while, you're going to have to find a way to supplement that. And this was the best option, I believe, that's out there to be able to supplement what you have to keep things going.
So did you check out anybody else besides Lifestyles Unlimited, or did you just come right to Lifestyles Unlimited and say, this is it, I found what I'm looking for?
So with the company that I'm with, for at least 20 years, our whole saying was one team, one fight. And that was into my whole belief system. That is me down to the core. It's not just about me. It's not just about you. It's us working together. If we work together, we get a common goal, and everything works out. So that first 2 days that I listened to Lifestyles, it just resonated that same feeling, that same thought process. And honestly, I was hooked. And no, to answer your question, I did not listen to anything else. Once I heard that and it connected so well, I knew I didn't have to listen to anything else.
So in 2021, you come to Lifestyles Unlimited, you become a member, you go through the Financial Freedom Seminar, the seminar that every one of us takes as a new Lifestyles Unlimited member. And you're exposed to information that nobody else is really sharing with you outside of Lifestyles Unlimited. This is all stuff that we talk about within the community. So what was that big aha moment? What was that big takeaway you had from the Financial Freedom Seminar where you just went, this is it, this is how I have to invest, I have finally found what I've been looking for?
On day two, when they talk about the economies of scale with the apartment complexes, when you can get involved into those, into the IROs and that kind of stuff, and you can actually force appreciation with those properties, that is probably one of the number one eye-opening moments with the two-day there.
Yeah, that whole concept that you can buy an asset and reposition things within that asset. You can work on the income stream of that asset and thereby increase the value of the asset without waiting for the market to increase the value of the asset is a mind blower, is it not?
Absolutely. Yes, it could not. I never knew about that, never thought about that, did not even ever see myself owning something like that. But that 2 day changed my whole perception of what was going on there.
How old were you when you took that 2 day? Do you recall?
59.
Okay. And how old are you today? Can I ask? Well, I guess I'm going to ask that question. So how old are you today?
62.
Okay. So in a 3 year period of time, would you say that in that 3 year period of time, your perspective on life, your perspective on investing, your perspective on retirement is different than it was for your initial 59 years?
I never pictured myself traveling before. I did not know if I was going to have the means to be able to do that. So now we do travel. We do go to Hawaii. We do go down the Caribbean a lot. We do that kind of stuff. We get to go out to the water, which is one of our favorite things to do, and just spend time there, which I did not believe that we were going to be able to do that as often as what we can now because of Lifestyles and because of the way that we have invested our money.
And the beautiful thing is you're not looking at your 401k watching the balance decline since you've retired yourself. What you're looking at is you're looking at a portfolio of real estate assets that are producing cash flow and producing equity participation in the form of forced appreciation, like you mentioned in the multifamily space. You get natural appreciation, you get principal pay down, you get the equity capture, you get the tax benefits of being a real estate investor. I mean, it's a paradigm shift in your life, is it not?
Absolutely. This is by far the way to go.
So when you're looking at your real estate, are you spending like 40 hours a week focused on your real estate?
If I spend an hour a week, that's probably a lot on this now.
Wow. So you are indeed real estate retired. I'll tell you what, when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about the plan to get Susan retired. You're going to want to hear this. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom because I've got Jeff on today's show. Jeff's been a Lifestyles Unlimited member for 3.5 years. He has followed the principles and the teachings that we share with our members, and he has retired himself. But there's a problem. His beautiful wife, Susan, she's still working. She is still working and trading time for money. So Jeff, we've helped you achieve retirement for yourself. Congratulations on that, by the way. But we have to help Susan get retired. So what's the game plan? Now that you've imploded your 401k, now that you've taken all that money, you've bought a bunch of real estate with it, what are you going to do next?
So with this being said, once I hit 65, I'll be on Medicaid. That point, my daughter, she's in college right now up in San Angelo, and she's going to Air Force ROTC. She'll be into the military by the time I hit 65 also. So we'll only have the two of us that we won't have to worry about for insurance. And So then at that point, Susan will be retired because we'll only have to worry about that, providing insurance for her. The other part of it is we still look at trying to get her part-time sometime this year, which we can certainly still be able to afford to do that, to get her going at least part-time. And then by the time I hit 65, then she'll be fully retired and we can go do whatever we want.
Now, you touched on a topic that is like fingernails on a chalkboard to a lot of people in America. You brought up health insurance and the challenges that we have in this country for having health insurance, and the fact that you have factored in health insurance and coverage into your retirement planning for Susan. Can you share with us what's going on? Because I think this is a topic that we tend to brush over in our society, but I think it's a topic that we really need to expose. So what are your thoughts, Jeff?
So with this, Susan is still working at her W-2 job and providing insurance for myself and for my daughter, Shay, while she's in school still, and for herself. Obviously, insurance is extremely expensive. By the time I get to 65, I'll be either on Medicare or Medicaid. And then by the time I hit 65, my daughter, which is in ROTC at the moment, will be into the Air Force. And at that point, then we'll only have to worry about providing insurance for my wife, Susan. And so that was our thought process. Either wait till I hit 65 where she can retire, or depending on our investments. If our investments are doing really well, obviously we're going to retire her whole lot quicker than that. But she will be part-time sometime this year, and we'll still be getting benefits from our big box retailer.
So I'm guessing the cost of insurance to step away from the big box retailer and try and provide insurance on your own, that sounds like it's a kind of a deal breaker for retirement for her until you get to turn 65. Am I onto something?
It is not inexpensive. It is fairly inexpensive, but even at part-time, she still gets benefits through work, and it's a little bit more expensive, but not bad. So if we can get her down to part-time until we can actually get her retired, like I said, when I hit 65 or our investments are doing very well, then we can have her retired a whole lot sooner than that.
Okay, so what are we doing with the real estate to get her retired? What's the game plan?
We are not eating our seed corn.
Are you listening to John Pry? You know, everybody listens to that guy.
Yes.
All right, explain that this seed corn thing that John Pry talks about.
John Pry is amazing, and he talks about not eating your seed corn. Do not eat your investment. Always reinvest your investment. So if you have so much into one passive deal, once you go full cycle with that, don't just pull the money out or pull it out, but put it into two investments at that point, or maybe even three investments at that point, and keep growing what you have. So you will never have to worry about money after that.
Okay, so you've got a portfolio of four single family properties. You got a fourplex in there. You got a sixplex in there. You're in 11 different apartment community deals. What seed corn are you going to harvest and not eat and then reinvest? What's the game plan? What are you thinking about doing?
We are reevaluating all of the single family, the fourplex, the sixplex this year, whichever one is doing not as well as the other ones. We're going to resell that and move on to something bigger. We're going to get a bigger project going on at that point, and we'll keep re-upping every single year as we do that to keep creating more income. The same thing with our the apartment complexes. As they either refinance or they sell or whatever, when you get the money back, you don't just reinvest your original investment. You reinvest the money that you get on top of that also and live off of your quarterly dividends that you actually get through the apartment complexes.
So what metric are you going to use to determine which of your investments is the least performing one?
The percentage on return.
Are you looking at cash flow only? Are you looking at the equity participation? Are you looking at something that's blended? What exactly are you looking at?
I think it's blended with both of those. Certainly with the economy the way that it is, and we'll see what the new administration does with this, and see if we actually pick up more equity with our properties. And just wherever we feel that we can actually, if you can pull your money out of one project and put it into another project with the possibility of the potential of making more money, that makes more sense to do that. So that's what we will continue to do and continue to grow our nest egg or our cash flow, however you want to put it.
Now, are any one of those assets that you have? Are they leading candidates? I mean, is there one of them that's saying, hey, pick me, sell me, because I'm the most underperforming? Is there one that you've got targeted right now?
I have one of my single family that I'm questioning at this point, but I'm going to reevaluate every one of them. And honestly, even if you have a good monthly cash flow out of it, if you can actually take that money, put it into another project, and get a better return on your money, then it just makes more sense to go ahead and do that.
Yeah, because you have to look at your return on the equity that you have in that asset. And if you've got a lot of equity built up in that asset, and it's that equity's not making you any money at all, it's debt equity, and therefore it's a problem for your investing. And what you need to do is harvest it. Am I even close? Am I even onto something here?
Yes, absolutely. And they say that that's one of the hardest things to do. Even if you're making good money at it, if the return, the percent is not the right one, you got to figure out a way to let it go. So you can go get something else that's making a better return for your money.
So Jeff, let me circle back to Susan and the fact that we don't have her real estate retired yet. I think we kind of have her partially real estate retired, because you were mentioning that the game plan is to get her to a part-time status this year. So when you started mentioning that, I actually started thinking, okay, well, maybe that part-time status is nothing more than an opportunity for them to maintain their insurance benefits and ride the time they need to ride until you get to a milestone in your life where you can take your Medicare benefits. Therefore, you would need her insurance benefits, in which case she could step away. So have we figured out, or have I figured out, that Susan is actually real estate retired right now, but she's just going to keep working because of a material need to do so?
Pretty much. Let me start. When we first started all this, Susan was a bakery manager at that big box wholesaler. And with that, she was working, 12-hour days fairly frequently. Then she ended up stepping down and becoming a full-time employee and only working 40 hours a week. So that was already a milestone there. And that was when I was retiring, is when she was able to step down to hourly rate. And so now, literally within probably the next 6 months, we will have her down to part-time, and that is the whole stepping stone to getting her actually retired. But the biggest hurdle, like I said, is the insurance on that, just to make sure everyone's covered, just in case something major would happen. So
it's really all part of your retirement strategy, and she's on board with it. She's okay with it?
Absolutely. Yep. She believes in that one team, one fight also. It's us working together to make this happen for everybody.
All right. I'm going to ask you a question I never ask anybody on the air, but it's a very, very personal question. Are you okay with me going there?
Absolutely.
How much do you love your wife, Susan?
To the moon and back. I would not be here where I'm at right now without her. She is my cornerstone. I don't know. You're going to make me well up here pretty quick.
Well, I'm just thinking she loves you exactly the same, because she's willing to continue to work at the big box store, even though she doesn't need to. She's willing to do that for you and herself, for your family. I think that's amazing. I think it's actually a testament to how we as the Lifestyles Unlimited community tend to operate. I mean, because at the end of the day, you and Susan are connected. You've dialed into the real estate. The real estate is now functioning so that it is creating retirement for the both of you. The work thing is something that you control. It doesn't control you. Therefore, congratulations. I think we've just established that both of you are real estate retired. Rick, you need to release the balloons and the party maker sounds and wah. Okay, that's how we do sound effects.
Absolutely.
On today's show. Yeah. So did I get you to well up?
You did. Honestly,
I did.
The connection between my wife and I is unbreakable.
It's one of the things that I figured out about the two of you when I first got to know you guys, is that you're yin and yang, you're frick and frack, you're Monday and Tuesday. I mean, I can go on with the analogies, but you guys are interconnected. You guys are definitely for each other. You guys are definitely in love, and you guys are doing this real estate together. What does that feel like?
It's kind of hard. I mean, marriage is marriage. It's a two-way street the way it's supposed to be. It's a give and take. That's what all life is about, in my opinion, if you want to be happy as you go through it. And that's the same thing with my wife, Susan, her thought process. I mean, you deal with what you got and you just take care of things. You just do it together. You don't ask, you just do. I'm hoping I answered your question.
I think you not only gave great real estate investing advice, I think you just gave some great marriage advice to maybe some people that needed to hear it. So good job, Jeff. Here comes a virtual high five. Ready? Bam. There it is.
Yes,
I didn't hit you in the head, did I?
No, close.
Okay. All right. Let me switch gears on you. One of the things that I love about the Lifestyles Unlimited community are the people. Do you feel the same way?
Absolutely. I think that we've been given lifelong friends with this. It's not just about real estate, but it's about relationships with these other folks and stuff like that you get to spend time with. And not that you have to, but that you really want to. You go out of your way to spend time with these people because they just mean that much to you.
Well, you and Susan are going to take a cruise, and you're going with some Lifestyles Unlimited members, are you not?
We are. Wednesday we fly into Puerto Rico, and there's another 10 other Lifestyle members that are coming in on Friday. And yes, we're going to do the Western Caribbean and all together. So to have a lot of fun.
So here's the question that I know everybody wants to know. Do you guys worry about money anymore?
No. Real estate is taking care of what we need to take care of.
Okay. And what about time? Do you guys worry about time anymore?
Quite honestly, with me being retired, there's some days I got to look at my watch or my phone and say, hey, what day is today?
Ah, the beauty of not having to care about what day it is. I stole that from Rick, but it's one of the things Rick says to me from time to time. So, Jeff, the culture at Lifestyles Unlimited is an amazing culture. It's a very difficult culture to describe on the radio, but the culture is part of how you were able to achieve retirement for yourself. And it is also helping you to get Susan completely retired. And that day comes when you guys choose it to come, not when the organization decides it's time for you to retire. I think that is a big turnaround in your life, something that you were not experiencing, say, 3.5 years ago before you chose to become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. Am I on to anything?
Absolutely. With that, now we can actually make those choices when we want, how we want. Like I said, Susan will be part-time sometime this year. I mean, that's our choice. That's something that Lifestyles has enabled us to be able to do to take care of those things. And we're just reevaluating everything and seeing how much quicker that we can actually get her away from the job so we don't have to worry about the insurance at that point either.
Yeah, I think you guys are on track to solving all of those potential problems. And, you know, at the end of the day, we've got a new administration in the White House, so we've got to see how that impacts us. But the benefit to us as real estate investors is that the guy in the White House knows a little bit about real estate. So I'm thinking we might have an opportunity to, you know, kind of fall in on his experience. What do you think about that?
I am so excited to see what the first 100 days brings with this. I am. I cannot wait to see what happens. I believe that this is going to be the shining light on what all the real estate people are doing.
Well, I think you're onto something, and I think we're all sitting on the sidelines and we're all waiting to see exactly what happens. I mean, it doesn't matter whether you're a conservative, it doesn't matter whether you're a liberal or a progressive. Everybody is waiting to see what's going to happen. But here's the one thing that I know that has already happened. You, my friend, have retired yourself with real estate. You have also effectively retired your beautiful wife, Susan, with real estate. And now you are just waiting for the timing to occur when she steps away from the job. I think that is a beautiful, beautiful solution to a problem that you identified 3.5 years ago. What do you think?
That is right on. You're absolutely right. And I'm just looking forward to that day where we can make that choice. And I think it's very short or very quick coming.
Yeah, I think it's going to happen a lot sooner than you think it's going to occur. Hey, Jeff, I want to thank you for taking time out of your not-so-busy retired life to come join me on today's radio show. I know you've made a difference in somebody's mind. I know you've shared information that nobody else would share with them. And for that, my friend, I am greatly thankful to you for what you've done today. If you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com. When you get there, what I want you to do is search for the free workshop. Find the free workshop button. When you find it, click on it, and I want you to take that free workshop because that's the conduit to get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.